In the 1830s, Key West, Florida thrived on the slave trade, rum, sugar, and salvaging shipwrecks. Times have changed. Tourism now rules. A tiny house in Key West costs more than $500,000, and prices keep climbing, to the chagrin of essayist Diane Roberts.
Key West used to be a beautiful dump. Every building, from Ernest Hemingway's house to the shell shacks down by the harbor, needed a coat of paint. Bad-tempered free-range chickens roamed the potholed streets. The airport looked like it belonged to a particularly down-at-heels banana republic. Now there's a banana republic, as in the upscale boutique, right on the main drag. The last of the rusting trailer parks and concrete block cottages are disappearing, replaced by daiquiri-colored townhomes. With the exception of the feral chickens and a couple of recalcitrant drinking establishments, Key West has been expensively gentrified. But there's trouble in Margaritaville. The fairly rich people want to continue developing every inch of sandy dirt, condo-fy the place, ease building restrictions so that gleaming high-rises can tower over the turquoise waters. Since there's no such thing as affordable housing in Key West, some suggested that the worker bees, the store clerks, waitresses, bartenders, and maids, could live in space-efficient dormitories. The sort of thing which, back in Old South days, we called the quarters. The city council recently voted down this bright idea, but everyone expects it to come back. The really, really rich people, in their restored 19th-century Old Town mansions, are horrified their servants live in. They don't like the bourgeois timeshares and pastel resorts. They want Key West to stay eco-friendly, gay-friendly, and funky. Meanwhile, the writers, who discovered the place in Hemingway's rum-fueled wake, wished they hadn't published those glowing magazine pieces 25 years ago, the ones describing Key West as an authentic and unadulterated piece of old Florida, paradise unknown. And the Conks, the dwindling band of year-round residents, try to resist the temptation to sell the homestead for millions and fight the good fight at city council meetings. Then, when it all gets too much, they retreat to the Green Parrot Bar, house motto, no sniveling, to curse property values, and low interest rates, and cruise ships, and tourists, and while they're at it, Ernest Hemingway and Jimmy Buffett, too.
Diane Roberts' latest book is Dream State: Daughters of the Confederacy, Dangling Chads, Banana Republicans, Swamp Lawyers, and Other Florida Wildlife.